Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our metaphysics, in the politics around us. This is Heather Roland Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. And I'm joined by Mark.
Mark, are you there, Mark? Calling in from, hello, can you hear me, Heather?
Yes, I can.
Good. Okay. Calling in from New York.
Wonderful. And we hope to have Anne here tonight, too, but we'll see. I know she's been busy.
Yep.
And what an interesting evening. Today, Mercury conjunct Pluto. And I've been hearing from a lot of people sudden difficult news, but also sudden relief. Things moving forward, the decisions are being made. So it can go in many different directions, but it is taking a definite step. And some people I've known who are scared or depressed about something found that it cranked up today, that obsessive side or just feeling like I just don't have what it takes. And other people felt like, you know, the decision to go forward now rocketed them forward in good shape. How have you noticed, Mark, that Mercury-Pluto conjunction?
If there was any kind of a power play going on in your life, it got very active today. And the other thing with Pluto and Mercury, it often creates triangulation in communications. So you get three people all in a tug of war, and the best thing you can do is stay on the side. Don't become triangulated. Turn it into a more direct thing.
On a good triangulation, I think I see Anne Ortley on our scale. Are you here, Anne?
It is me. Same moi. I just finished a reading with someone. I was a little late. So, hi. Anne Ortley from Boca Chica Bay, where it's a little cloudy, but I got a nice breeze blowing in off the open door on the balcony.
Beautiful.
Nice.
And we were just talking about that Mercury-Pluto conjunction, that it's got a real range. How are you experiencing that Mercury-Pluto conjunction or seeing it in your clients?
Well, a lot of people being very direct about things, very clear, like, I don't want to do that, I'm not interested, or telling secrets. Politically, there was a Mercury rules keys, Pluto rules control. There were keys that were changed in Mar-a-Lago and nobody knew about it. But now we find out with Mercury-Pluto. So I'm really curious to watch because the Sun does not get to Pluto in Aquarius until next year. Mm-hmm, but this year, Mercury... we have a new moon this week in Aquarius. Mercury, Venus, and Mars all are meeting up with Pluto, and they're all going to be having a forward motion energy and getting assignments from Pluto because it's the first time they've talked to him since he's been in Aquarius. Because last year they weren't; they didn't talk to him. So I'm really curious for all of us to pay attention to these conjunctions to say, "Gee, what did you find out? What did you learn?" When Mercury met Pluto,
right?
Because there's a big meetup, and then this week there's a new moon in Aquarius with that Mercury-Pluto conjunction very prominent in it. So I'm like, pay attention to the news that happens because this is the next 19 years. So
Venus
and Mars meet it.
I got the news that I got insurance coverage for my back operation, so that's going to be mid April. And right on the new moon in April. Yeah, finally.
Okay.
Also, I'm looking at Prince Charles' chart and his progressions and transits for today because they announced that he has cancer. They found out that he has cancer.
Oh, did they? Wow, okay.
So he went in for prostate surgery and his prostate was fine, but there's another kind of cancer. And he has his moon at zero Taurus. So Pluto is exactly square it right now. And he is a week away from his progressed lunar new moon. So he's at the very end of the dark of the moon at 8 degrees of Aquarius. And so that does not look comfortable, you know, and we don't know where that goes from here, but we see that Mercury-Pluto conjunction was in his sixth house. He has a 5 Leo ascendant, so Pluto's going to be coming up to his descendant, so he's dealing with Cancer. And he has his nodes are at 3 Taurus Scorpio. So he's going to have one Pluto transit after the other right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
a
little
3 next year. Yeah, gets as high as low 2 this year. Yeah.
So I think it's going to be trickier than than poor guy finally gets into office and then has to step back for a bit. And they say he's just going to step back at the moment, but start chemo on Monday.
Right.
And so we also curious to look at the Prince William's chart because he's next in line. He was born on the new moon in Cancer. So the sun and moon in his chart are 0 and 4 degrees of Cancer. Pluto will be in conjuncting those, not hitting him directly. Saturn is squaring his Mercury at the moment. And he's got a lineup of planets in the ninth house natally. So it'll be interesting to see how those are, you know, resonating through the next bit. His progressed moon is in Capricorn, and it will be conjuncting his south node in Capricorn in the first house. So I think he's like, I don't want to do this, you know, don't hurry me on the next stage of the work. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I looked at a couple of weeks ago, Princess Kate went into the hospital.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so William is the fifth house child. So Prince Charles's sixth house is Kate's eighth house. So I was a little concerned.
So there,
I was a little concerned about what she was in for, and they didn't really tell us. They just said,
"No,
she's out till Easter." That's a long time, you know.
Whatever
surgery she had, you know, that's a long time out. So interesting.
I heard rumor about peritonitis, but nothing firm.
Yeah, I figured it was probably some bowel thing from the way it was showing up. Yeah.
Yeah. So with all of these, again, you know, that sign of, I also heard people who have been trying to get jobs for years finally got a job today. And that Mercury Pluto kind of, it's shifting gears and it's, you know, starting that new chapter, as you said. The first time any of these the local planets touch that.
Right. And you get the news. You're getting news about the next 19 years or news about what Pluto and Aquarius is going to bring you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So everybody look at where you have, where's Pluto in Aquarius at 0 Aquarius in your chart to get some information on the next phase.
Right. Yeah. And it is a Mercury-Pluto aspect, so it's got got a power to it. Also, has triangles, what Mark was saying when I tuned in, you know, which I think is always important. Mark, you were saying something about the triangle when Heather noticed I'd signed on. What was the last piece? Because you remember?
Pluto-Mercury often has triangulation and communicating. So, and that can be a tricky thing. Sometimes it's better to convert it into one person and another instead of having that third party. Or let the third party act as a referee. That works well, too.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's such
definitely got a real action-oriented. It's a real action-oriented new moon, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it's very, all the planets are within a small space in that chart. Like half the chart has got no big planet.
They're all crammed in together, kind of like in a boxcar or something, you know? Yeah. We have to learn to work together, you know? So.
And And I think, you know, in less drastic news, we see the shifting and changing. I'm worried about the weather. When I saw that Mercury-Pluto conjunction, the storm that's hitting California, they've had 6 or 7 inches of rain in one day, and they're, you know, pretty severe mudslides are coming down from that. And it's, you know, the many roads are closed around Los Angeles, and they've just a bit messy. And I think with that Mercury-Pluto, so the first thing that went was road closures for a brief period of time in a nice kind of loud way to look at, helping us bringing home that, you know, the power of climate change. There was also an article by a scientist who said we're going to have to go make a Category 6 hurricane because the hurricanes are about to get stronger, and hurricane Category 5 won't be big enough.
Wow!
Wow!
Mm-hmm. So next week we have that Mars-Pluto conjunction, and we'll talk more about that next week. We'll see when Mars gets to talk to Pluto and tell us what it's experiencing. And then Venus after that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think
so the Mars-Pluto should be interesting because it's definitely in Aquarius, so it's going to be about how we work together or how we don't. And today, you know, it's in orb. My astrology teacher always said a 10-degree applying. So we're applying towards it. And so watch for the story to want, you know, because a lot of times Mars happens before it gets there, you know, whereas Mercury's right on the day of. So you're going to watch for this story to unfold this week as he approaches the conjunction.
And I think it happens under an Aries moon, the conjunction.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be early next week. We'll be talking about it next Monday. But, because it can act like a power pack behind whatever you intend, it's really helpful to have good intentions this week and use it to get a lot done. I think we're also going to see the Ukraine and the Mideast really just percolating this week. You know, the sun is flaring and the Mideast is just a mess, and Ukraine's going in for another round. So also Virgin Atlantic said that it grounded a few planes after small parts fell off the vehicle during the latest space tourism flight. So, that's Mercury-Pluto, this whole Mercury-Pluto, all of the, there's so many airship problems that are occurring right now that have asked people to take planes, various different planes, out of the sky and make sure they are safe before they're flown again.
Right. Yeah, that's the good news. The Pluto is forcing people to look closer and really fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Not just take it. Don't just take it.
Fix them rather than flying them broken, which is a good thing.
Right. And no duct tape. And I think that's a great metaphor to look at the rest of our lives. You know, it's not time for duct tape and half-assed fixes. It's time to kind of get to the roots of that. That's well said, Mark. You know, finding out what needs fixing and working on that.
Yeah, it definitely has a quality of don't ride in that one, ride in this one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it does, Pluto Mercury does bring up mechanical things. You know, it's got and computer stuff. So if your computer, it's not a Mercury. Somebody asked me, was Mercury retrograde? And I'm like, no, Mercury's at the last degree of Capricorn. So things that are right at the edge, as they go to Pluto, they can kind of collapse and fall and do have a little adventure on their own, you know. So,
and today it's just conjunct Pluto, and it just went into an air sign, so the airwaves are crackling.
Yeah.
And what else would you say, Anne, for that people should be aware of this week?
Well, I think that, you know, there's a couple of configurations in the heavens. Right now, today, tomorrow, Moon is forming a minor grand trine with Jupiter and Saturn. but we also have an ear with Mercury hearing things, so really paying attention to what you hear. And also Saturn's on a world point this week for the next week or so at 7.5. So that means that all the Capricorn planets and all the Aquarius planets are answering to a boss that says, pay attention, I'm in charge of stuff. And big moments, you know, like Prince Charles being sick, you know, we're due to have the hearings about Trump on the ballot. You know, it's big news week and Saturn's on a
right.
one point, ruling both the Capricorn, mm-hmm. the structures that we have, and Uranus, the changes to the structures that we have. So, that,
right.
you know, all of them are up for, you know, they're all swirling, basically. And Saturn's mm-hmm. in Pisces. So he's a little bit like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Mm.
Or a little bit like, if you used to watch that Kung Fu movie with David Carradine. And
oh,
he,
yes.
right before
yes.
he gets
oh,
ready to walk the people.
Mm-hmm.
Grasshopper.
Mm-hmm.
And you go off to the Tibetan temple and be taught to meditate and think about things before he whacked people, you know. And, you know, it's kind of got an interesting energy because Mars coming to Pluto is whacking people. And Mercury
mm-hmm.
coming to Pluto is, it also is a little bit of a rebellion. You know, they've got this border bill, Mercury ruling people moving.
Yep.
And there does seem to be a bit of defection in the GOP about, like, well, we're going to not do it because Trump says don't. And so they're calling people out a little more than they normally do, which I think is interesting. That's the Mercury-Pluto.
I also see, I mean, Pluto and Aquarius, the whole problem of populations shifting and going over borders is going
yes.
to be huge, huge during this mm-hmm. transit.
Well, especially with global warming, because you're going to, I mean, right now we're seeing the floods in California, that, you know, big floods they've never had before, making the roads into rivers. But if the
yeah.
mountains, you know, if the houses come falling down the mountains, then you have a migratory problem due to climate behavior,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and, you know, and California has that fairly regularly that they are, my uncle used to have a house in Malibu, was set back a block from the edge. And then the house across the street from him fell down the cliffside, so he had an ocean view. You know, that they've
yeah,
been losing.
But also, that makes
that,
him next.
Yeah, that was 50 years ago. I mean, that California is mm-hmm. always rearranging. We've also had a series of earthquakes in Hawaii reported a whole series, a slew of them. And Oklahoma had a 5.1.
Oh, wow.
So,
Oklahoma,
you know,
that's big.
Yeah. And some of that may be fracking, but there's some fault lines that run through the center of the country right there. And so, you know, it didn't destroy anything, but it shook up a lot. And,
yeah.
you know, that tectonic plates can be moving too as part of this shift in borders and boundaries
yeah.
right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, also that eclipse runs through the Giraldi fault that goes up, you know, up the Mississippi River, you know, the eclipse
mm-hmm,
that we're having
mm-hmm.
in April. So
mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm. yep.
yeah, kind of shifting things around.
Right through Indiana is going to be seeing some interesting parts of that.
Yeah.
And shall we take a few callers?
Sure. Sounds
yeah.
like a plan.
Okay. Hello, area code 530-307. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
How can we help
Great.
You?
This is actually for my daughter, who's going to be 30 years old tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday. And when was she born? That was February
6th. 1994. South Lake Tahoe, California.
Time?
At 8:08 p.m.
8 p.m. Ask a mom, and that's wonderful. So you said South Lake Tahoe, and that's in California or Nevada? That's California?
California.
And what would you like to know about your daughter and her birthday?
I would like to know, like, how her years is going to go. She's in school. in college, mm-hmm. and she has a daughter that's five.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and they live with me,
mm-hmm.
and I'd just like to see how she's going to progress and basically how she's going to do.
You know, what I'm seeing is that she has had so many responsibilities and delays so far in her life. And there is, you know, things that just didn't quite, you know, it looks like she's worked hard through things that didn't quite work out the way she wanted them to. And she's, you know, that Sun, Venus, and Mars in Aquarius with a Moon in Capricorn and a Virgo rising. So she's quite industrious. And what is she in school for?
So she's in school for heading for like a social psychology degree.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. She has Mercury conjunct Saturn in Pisces in the house of health and healing. And I think that, you know, she's in the been going through her Saturn return, and Saturn is now sitting right on her Mercury, asking her to take things very seriously and to grow up. And so studying social psychology as an Aquarius, that's a perfect use of that. And she is going to be moving, you know, Saturn's getting off her Mercury, so things should be lightening up in this process. So I see her kind of, her progressed Venus just went into Aries. She's got, you know, more adventure coming up than she has in a while, I think. What are you seeing, Anne?
You know, the Saturn off of Saturn-Mercury is great because all last year was her Saturn return. And
mm-hmm.
it's in the house of apprenticing this year, you know, so a lot of times it's going to come to her progressed Sun, station on it three times. So she has a real year of learning a trade. A lot of times Saturn going through the six, you're really learning how to do things. She also does have a progressed new moon, it looks like, in about 6 months. So that's big.
Yeah.
And with the Venus now in Aries, Saturn on her, really the key that I noticed was Saturn on the Mercury, because that rules her and it rules her direction in life, her 11th or 10th house Gemini, and it rules her ascendant in Virgo. So that's a very positive forward motion. And she was born, you know, at some point in her life, her Mercury went retrograde. Because Mercury's
by
approaching Venus,
mm-hmm.
so it does look like stuff with her daughter will go very well. But it also could be that she meets somebody this year with that Mercury-Venus conjunction. And also
mm-hmm.
with the progressed Mercury at 23, that's very active in her register. And Saturn meeting up at 22 on her, you know, squaring all those Aquarius planets. So April is a real hopping month for her.
Mm-hmm,
so I think it's
mm-hmm.
a huge year of change for her in learning learning her trade. And then
mm-hmm.
she finishes school up, it looks like, in 2 years, and then she'll be out in the world. Next year, Saturn will be above the horizon, so she'll be more visible in the world. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, it's a real Saturn story. And I think she's doing well with it. It looks like she's got support and she'll make the right decisions.
Yeah.
Got a lot of background feedback noise. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, what is that?
No, I don't know.
It's not coming from my phone because there's no noise here.
That's one of the many reasons we're thinking of changing our podcast group. Because this has been, we've had some real technical difficulties with this one. So...
Yeah.
I'm feeling good about her. You know, I think she needs to learn this up. She's been working almost too hard, and you want to see her feeling a little playful that will actually help her refocus and get her work done. And I know that might be a little hard on you. I say she's, you know, in a couple of years, she's going to be launched on a wonderful life. That she's been working through so many karmic difficulties and just dealing with life. And there is adventure and, you know, enjoying her work coming up.
I can see that. That sounds right on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She has had such a difficult life until the last 5 years, and now she's been just on an upward trajectory to really progressing.
Mm-hmm. It's almost if she said, go ahead, Mark.
Oh, she'll feel like payoff coming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This period of having to focus and work harder, it's going to bring, actually, it'll bring her in contact with people.
And that she said, that she was going to front end load her difficult karma at the beginning of her life and then have more room to unfold later on in life.
Awesome. That, yeah, she is, but I like what you said because she has been working so hard, and I know that that it would be nice for her to have some more free time, and we're working on that.
Good,
yeah,
good. And good work, Grandma. Both Mom and Grandma there. I can see where, you know, with her Moon in Capricorn in the fourth house, she has counted on you being a rock of Gibraltar for her at times.
Yes.
And that you passed on a real work ethic that is powerful. Just remember, you too are worthwhile just sitting still and not only for what you do for others.
Yeah, but okay. My rising sign's in Capricorn, so I love to work.
You work hard. Yeah.
I work hard.
Just sometimes both of you need to learn to that who you are is what matters as much as what you do.
Right.
And you can still love your work and have that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can I ask one more quick question?
Sure.
Sure.
So I'm having a septum surgery on April 4th. My birthday is June 26th, 1959.
Hold on.
Los Angeles,
California. 1959.
In Los Angeles,
what time?
California. 8:18 p.m.
And Los Angeles, California. And you are having, so you're Capricorn rising. There's Saturn on the ascendant. Moon in Pisces, Neptune is just getting off your moon, just barely. And your question was, and Uranus will be squaring your Venus. You want to change how you look. There's something about that's going to be important to you. So you're going to have some surgery?
Yeah, because my nose isn't going to change the way it looks, but my septum is crooked and blocking my breathing. So.
Oh, that's no fun.
No.
I think
so
feel prettier afterwards, and maybe just breathing will feel better.
Probably, because it's going to be really nice to have clear breathing nostrils.
Huge.
How does that time look? I'm having it done April 4th.
And
it's
what
good.
Do you
it's
see
moon,
on that?
It's the moon in Aquarius with a good... It's got a nice closing aspect. Have you had the surgery before, or is it because it's Mercury retrograde then, which is not a bad thing for breathing and for the nose, but Mercury is retrograde in Aries, which is, of course, the surgeon, and it is heading towards a new moon in a couple of days. You're actually having it done during the eclipse period. So the closing aspects are nice. It's the moon sextile to Mercury. As the last aspect, so that's good. But it's a redoing. They're basically breaking your nose and resetting it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to break it.
They don't have
They're
to break
it.
I think, but this is surgery that you wanted done a long time ago, is what I am feeling.
Yes, I've been wanting
that's
it done for a long time.
That's where the retrograde comes in. It's either redoing or something that's been delayed too long.
Yes, it's been delayed too long.
Mm-hmm.
So we're almost out of time. I just
so
want
is
to
that
say
a good,
good
is that
luck
gonna be
on
a good
that.
Is that going to be a
I
good
say,
day for that?
Go with it.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right, thank you so much.
Okay. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
As I'm having surgery on the new moon, I feel for her on. That's a tough, it's an interesting week. Hopefully it'll be all done quickly. So this is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Ronan, Montana. And Mark?
Mark Waltz, saying thanks for tuning in. And I'm in New York City.
And Anne?
Anne, here in Boca Ciega Bay in Florida, where it's a beautiful cloudy night with a nice breeze on the deck. So wishing everybody a good week. And just pay attention to what you learn this week. It's a big one for learning new stuff. So.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Take care, everybody, and we'll speak to you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, good.